This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We'll get to Vrabel on Steph Diggs and Christian Barmore. Not disappointed, which is interesting. He was asked about that this morning on the Greg Hill Show. A couple of items, though. This one has popped up over the last couple of weeks because the Patriots have played both of their games, oddly enough, on Fox.
Yes.
AFC East divisional games on Fox. George in Framingham wants to discuss. Go ahead, George.
Well, good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, I'm one of those unfortunate people that have Verizon as my carrier. So as hundreds of thousands of people across New England have been shut out of watching the Patriots the last two games, because for some reason the traditional AFC rivalries that are usually on CBS have now switched to Fox. So if the this continues into the playoffs, all the people that have Verizon as a carrier are not going to be able to watch the Patriots.
Well,
and
George,
the worst
not,
part
George,
is
not,
that I'm relegated
George,
to listening.
Hang on. George,
to
not
guys.
Through. George, not through.
Hold on, he's about to say something here.
Yeah, okay,
yeah,
go for it.
Yeah, I said the worst part is having to listen to the guys in the station further down on the dial there. Can you imagine listening to Soucy and Zolak for 3.5 hours? Twice in a row. I'm epileptic at this point.
So you
got to do something about it. I think if you guys get the words out, the pressure will mount, and the parent company of Fox, which is Cox, believe it or not, is going to eventually cave.
Okay. So, well, look, I did see the survey was not very kind to that radio broadcast. I did
it
see
was
that,
not,
that
it no.
did not. They did not check in very well there.
No.
With some not friendly comments. So I did see that.
Sure.
But look, all these broadcast disputes, and if you have, like, it's not just about Verizon. If you have YouTube TV, you don't get NESN, I think, right now.
Yeah, there's a bunch of different
ones.
If
you have Fubo TV, you don't get NBC Sports Boston. If you have Verizon Fios, you don't get Fox right now. But, like, there's a pretty simple solution for that one. Billy, what did you do to watch the Patriots this weekend without broadcast Fox? What did you do?
I listened on an app.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Okay. I thought you were the one who told me to get an antenna.
Oh, yeah. You can use the antenna. I didn't have mine hooked up.
So that's what I did.
Mine wasn't hooked up.
I think I told you.
The funny thing
that.
Is, like, I saw that it was Fox. I'm like, ugh. Like, I hate Fox broadcast anyway because I just think of garbage NFC football when I think of Fox football.
I hooked up the antenna.
It worked?
Works.
Yeah, it worked fine.
Look
yes.
You.
Yeah, now that maybe it depends on where you live and where, you know, what you're blocked by and things like that. That might not come in crystal clear everywhere. I put up
but
an
either,
antenna.
Either way,
I
like a station like Fox will come in pretty clear on it.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're living your best life.
Your grits and your laughs
yeah,
may
yeah.
not come
I was surprised at how many things come in on the antenna.
You probably got about 25
What'd
channels
you say?
On there.
Grit?
I said your grits and your laughs
yeah.
may not come in that well.
There was a lot of other channels I was just unaware
what
of.
Your 4.2s and your 5.5s.
I didn't know those things
I think
existed.
These are some illegal channels.
No.
I think it's what he's trying to do.
No, I don't think so.
No, but for like your 4, 5, 7, 10 Foxes, like those
yeah.
come in really well on an HD
yeah.
antenna.
Yeah, that's how I live for
okay.
decades.
So get the antenna.
So this weekend,
Sick Greg. Don't
subject yourself to the radio broadcast. Get the antenna. That's what I would suggest to George.
Yeah. This weekend, NBC and Peacock. So if you have NBC on your cable or if you subscribe to Peacock, you can watch the game.
No, that's the worst thing about like the splintering of all of these different apps and everything else. Yeah. It's like now wherever you want, not everybody's watching the same thing. Well, even like weekend, even like live sporting events, not everybody can watch all the same things.
Well, one of the playoff games is on Prime.
Thank you.
Correct.
So that's one you should have. Everybody should have Amazon Prime.
I know, but there's one CBS game, there's one NBC game, there's two Fox games, there's an ESPN ABC game, and a Prime game. And of course, you know, Christmas is the Netflix thing. Like, through that whole thing. People are just looking.
Well, that was two Netflix and a Prime.
Two Netflix and a Prime.
So that's, I mean, it's a nightmare. I mean, the whole thing, I agree, is a nightmare.
It's a freaking nightmare. Then I feel like they mixed in like an NFL Network game, too.
Probably.
It was like a Saturday game. I'm like, where the hell is this? And it's like, NFL Network now.
Oh, yeah, it was Rich Eisen.
Yeah.
Even worse.
I was like, come on.
That's not even about where it's broadcast. Right. That's about who's broadcasting. We can't not take Grandpa Russell. Hello, Grandpa Russell.
Oh, Grandpa Russell.
Hey, buddy. How you doing, guys?
Pretty great. Thanks for checking in.
I'm hurtling down. Yeah, I'm hurtling down 495 at about 75 plus, bobbing and weaving tractor trailers.
Be careful.
I feel very football-y right now.
Yeah, sure.
Listen, I spent some time with a spreadsheet looking at all the wins and losses. Some of them surprising. Some of them not so surprising.
Right.
And looking at the Patriots versus some of the other leaders, because I was stationed out on the West Coast for a while, so I like a lot of those teams. I think there's going to be something happening in the playoffs and the Super Bowl this year that we can't gauge.
Like what?
And it's going to be the relationships between the coaches and the players and the players.
Okay. All right. Do you have like a final conclusion there?
Who do you think's got good chemistry and versus poor?
Who do you like?
Yeah.
Good chemistry? Yeah. I think the Patriots are good. I think the Chargers are good.
Something's going to give.
Chemistry Bowl. On Sunday night.
Uh-oh. I thought he had maybe something going on there. I thought he had like...
Something is up in the ocean right now.
He had to crunch the numbers.
Yeah.
He had spreadsheets on spreadsheets.
Yeah.
He's driving like a maniac out there at 495.
Well, it's at 75.
Bobbing and weaving. 75's fine, but bobbing and weaving between tractor trailers.
Yeah, well, that's dangerous.
That's like a Final Destination thing waiting to happen, so I don't like that. But I thought he was going to say, based on all of this, it's going to be something else, and it's going to lead to this. So the two teams he likes the most face off this weekend.
Damn it.
Well,
all this research.
Son of a.
He sounded like
back
a young,
to the lab.
He sounded like a young grandpa. Like
he did.
Like a Philip Rivers kind of grandpa.
It happens.
Yeah.
It happens out there.
Might be an in-demo grandpa. You never know. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keefe. We'll get back to the Patriots turnaround from a year ago. Who deserves the most credit for that? That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.